Some football fans are counting the cost of their losses, while those who place their faith on Ivory Coast and the Black Stars of Ghana has every reason to smile. But the guessing game that has been going on comes to an end in the Equatorial Guinea on Sunday, with indications that the balance of football power is shifting from North Africa to other parts of the continent. Former Zimbabwe national team goalkeepers coach Nkululeko Dlamini is among soccer critics who believe that West Africa is becoming a force to reckon with in African soccer.
If you look at football these days, it's changing. There's no nation that can be said it's a bigger or smaller nation. Football is fast developing all nations.
The Super Eagles of Nigeria, who unfortunately could not defend their title as they fell by the wayside in the qualifiers, are the current holders of the cup. North African giant Egypt have won the tournament a record 7 times, while Tunisia have 2 titles and Algeria has 1. Ghana last won the title 33 years ago, while the Ivorians have come close twice in the past 3 editions by reaching the finals. Jets United supporter Farah Mugoni thinks the elephant's misery will continue. In fact, there is so much belief in the Black Stars that even another football follower, Jivas Makoni, says he has raised enough money to place his bet on the Black Stars.
Personally, I'm betting Ghana.
However, it would be folly to underestimate the overall strength and team spirit of the Ivorians, once one of Africa's top-ranked teams. But whatever happens, the truth is that the trophy will remain in West Africa for another 2 years. While the curtain is coming down on the Africa Cup of Nations, the Zimbabwe Premier Soccer League have announced that the 2015 soccer program will begin on March 1 without the traditional season-opening knockout tournament. Initially, the Mbada Diamonds Cup, which was called off last season, was supposed to open up the season, but this will not be the case as the company has failed to mobilize enough financial resources to light up the start of the season. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Ndebele has informed all the clubs of the start of the season, adding that they would want the program end by the latest on December 20. Dynamos are the defending champions after winning the title for 4 consecutive years, but the champions lost their title-winning coach Kalisto Pasua at the end of last season. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.